Please leave it in no confidential room. All right, gentlemen, I think we had a report due today, and also several motions. You're the moving party, Mr. Foreman. What is your pleasure?
I only heard the last sentence, Your Honor, due to my lack of hearing.
I believe we had a report due today to the court on
Yes,
Mr. Marshall's head setting as to whether he's going to be ready or not, and also several motions. Now, as you're the moving party, what is your pleasure?
Yes, please, the court. The motions are prepared in argumentative form, and I waive any argument on them and submit them without argument. The two motions, the three motions, we have submitted an authority on them. Motion to require the pocket, we already have the evidence in on that. But as to being ready, Your Honor, I have prepared and have this has been completed. I apologize. Did as fast as I could and have just furnished a copy of a motion for a continuance, which I would like to have the defendant swear to. Miss Otwell, would you step over here?
Since we called him and asked him for it some month ago and reported to you.
estimate at the time that it would take you to be ready for trial?
My estimate's 90 days. We're grateful for any consideration the court gives us.
Mr. Houston, scene. So what is your best estimate? Time to take you all to get ready. Understand, sir, that the court regards this case as a key log and a log jam in these courts, and I think it's time for us to try this thing as soon as we can. Of course, the defense, the defendant is entitled to have his counsel ready to defend it.
I don't want to pit my judgment in any way against this performance, but this is what I've seen, the way I would if it happened.
See, you also signed this, Mr. Stanley Jr. What do you think?
In those days, we've had two investigators working daily since over the past 30 days on this case. And I think it would take in excess of 6 weeks for us to get our part of it done. If the court sees fit to grant the motion which we filed in regard to the return of the state subpoena, I think it would expedite. That would eliminate a certain number of witnesses.
These things come back to mind, but I don't want to misquote anybody. records. I go to the record in this matter if the court pleases. See what Mr. Foreman said to the court that he was going to do. The court permitted him to come in here and represent this man. He said and correctly so that we offered him 360 potential witnesses, a list on that date. And he made the observation to the court they do not expect to offer perhaps more than 80 to 100 such witnesses, but Your Honor knows from Your Honor's presiding here and Your Honor's practice before Your Honor was honored by Your Honor's presence.
Pardon me, Mr. Dwight. May it please the court. The court heard everything. Yeah, we listened last week to this great brief. I submit that this court's got as much capacity to remember whatever I said as reading this long record is concerned. We spent 3 hours last week listening to this